followed through on quitting, the one thing I detested in others. Over the years, I didn't have a shred of tolerance for those who joined the wrestling team and quit due to its grueling demands. Now, in a different context, I was the one awarded a new given name, Quitter. My small high school didn't find a place to hide the fact that the co-captain of the wrestling team had been given a second beatdown, this time not by strangers in an alley, but by his own nerves on a stage. It seemed like God was really losing his touch. But, lucky me, there was one more blow yet to come. My sense of independence. I was one of those 18-year-olds, the type that borrowed his parents' car and rode his bicycle the rest of the time. Still, I loved my Trek mountain bike. I had an exaggerated affection for my bike and the accessories it touted. Computer, shocks, pack, tire repair kit, water bottles, pump, and gel seat. My friend Kevin and I loved the thrill of trail riding, one season logging over 2,000 miles as we mapped out most of Greater Milwaukee. I would have gladly traded my bike in for a car, no matter how old or rusted, but money was hard to come by, so I made the best of my situation. One day that spring, I rode my bike over to a friend's house in a fairly wealthy neighborhood. I parked my bike in my friend's garage and hung out for a couple hours, sipping sodas in the living room. As the dinner hour approached, I stood to leave. For some reason, when heading out to the garage, I had a sick feeling come over me. When reaching for the doorknob, I expected my bike to be gone. Call it a sixth sense, call it dumb luck. Either way, my instincts were spot on. The bike was gone. I felt outraged, victimized, and mostly ignored by God. I had reached my limit. Here I was, a senior in high school, president of my youth club, trying to do the right things. I prayed before meals and read my Bible, at least sometimes. And what had all this hard work done for me? Absolutely nothing. With these three strikes against me, my identity, acceptance, and independence stripped within a short period, I felt like giving up on the Christian thing and going out on my own. I felt forsaken by God, and as far as I was concerned, no human could convince me otherwise. Only an act of God from God Himself could tilt the scale. Despite my isolation, God acted, and much sooner than I thought. Stripped of his identity, acceptance, and independence, Jacob was expelled from his home and forced to play the part of the wanderer. He was no longer the domestic mama's boy.